the water basin model of science, if you will.
Okay.
I hope Bill Nye's not watching this because that's a copyright thing, I think. But we were listening to John just a moment ago. He was explaining what a watershed is. And that's where wherever the rain falls or wherever water is left on the surface, it's going to naturally drain somewhere. In this case, we have raised the sides of this model so that the water will all drain. This is a watershed. And this is when we can pretend this watershed is as big as we want it to be. And water doesn't travel in a straight line.
Okay.
Water's traveled in a straight line, rain would be gone really fast. What water does is it meanders. It goes back and forth and back and forth. So what we've done is we've created a clay area up here, and this piece of AstroTurf, or indoor-outdoor carpet, because AstroTurf, I think, is another brand name, is going to represent the wetlands. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to make out like a thunderstorm. You to come over here and just spray on that. Let's see where the water runs.
Okay, here we go.
Lightning. We don't have enough money for special effects.
There we go. I want to open it.
Okay. The rain model of science here.
Now here we go.
Here we go. And they're off. Just keep squirting. Keep squirting. Look at that water go. All right. All right. That's pretty cool. Now what we want to do. Now, Carlos, there's the way the model is supposed to work, and there's probably the way this thing's going to work, because we've had to prop this up a little bit high for the camera. So, you've been this big, major rainstorm. And what happens when the rain comes?
It washes everything away.
Right. Well, when rain and dirt mix, what does it make?
It makes mud.
It makes mud. And, of course, water is a great moving force. It will move anything. Why don't you come along and let's put some muddy water. Here, I'm right there.
Okay.
Let me go.
Open it.
But the safety was on.
Can't be too careful.
Now, what should happen in this model is that the wetland should grab up all this muddy water. You see, we've got the special effects going there, too. The sounds. Well, if nothing else, it proves drainage systems, because you can see it's diverting around the mountains, it's following the channels right there. Like I said, that's what the model's supposed to do, and there's what it really does. But perhaps if we didn't have it propped up so high, it might work a little better.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that's involved in this muddy water is detritus. You know what detritus is?
What's that?
Detritus. It's anything of a plant that's not on the plant anymore. Winds up in the watershed, it's pushed down into water systems by the rainwater, by the runoff. And one of the important things that the wetland does is trap that detritus, and that in turn becomes food not only for the plants, but for the organisms that live at the base of the plants, on the stem of the plants, like in this case in the base would be glass shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
and other omnivores and vegetarians. This also strains the water and makes it clear.
So this happens every day?
Every day it rains.
Mm.
Science rules.
Sure does.